whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Then Kuminga, is the team truly now believing in Jonathan Kuminga, or are they showcasing him? Before I play for everybody what Anthony Slater said on the morning roast earlier today, how would you answer that question? Do you think with this new role, and now Draymond and Steph are in press conferences talking about how Kuminga is him and he is the next one and all of this, do you take this at face value? Does the organization have a sudden new and full belief in Jonathan Kuminga, or are they simply in part showcasing him?
They're showcasing him. And if you really thought that he was him, then you would have made a move in the offseason. And I don't believe that these 20 games that they've had with Jonathan Kuminga, and it's actually 23 games they've played, whatever the number is, that he's actually been out there and been dominant. I don't think that this sample size has opened their eyes to the reality that, oh my God, he is him. I mean, 23 games later, and now you've seen it. And what you've seen from Kuminga is 3 or 4, maybe 5 games of, wow, he's really, really good. And, you know, 10 games of, yeah, he's a good player. And then another 5 or 6 of, man, he doesn't really fit.
Right.
And he hasn't really found his way. So is the organization suddenly now all in on Kuminga being him? I don't believe that. So, and I don't know if they necessarily went to Steph and Draymond and said, hey, we need you to go out there and get your pom poms, get to the press conference and pump him up. I don't believe that either. I do think that they're excited for the young player, but I also believe that this team is playing him because he's playing well and they want to win games. But at the same time, by doing that, it does inflate his value in the open market.
I'm most fascinated by the Steph and Draymond part of it. And I'm with you. I don't think that they've been asked to follow some sort of a script, but I do think that Steph and Draymond have reached the point in their careers where they are partial executives. You know what I mean? We heard Draymond in the offseason. I told them that was a bad trade. Don't do that. It's a bad trade. They do give their input, and they are watching, and they are the ones who I think that they know when they see a championship player. They think that, I'm not saying they're right every time either, just like every other human, but they think they know when they see someone that can help them win a championship. And I would argue that here in year 4, they're still not convinced on Jonathan Kuminga. I'd also argue that's too long. That's too long. And so where did this come from? All of the sudden, last week, it's like, now we love Jonathan Kuminga. Now? And then he responded, I'll grant you that, he responded with, I would argue, actually the only game where you really said, wow, his career high, I think it was 33. There have been other good moments, but that was the only game where you're like, damn, dude, that was your ball game. One time. And so now here we are, all talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and take a listen to what Anthony Slater said to the roast earlier today about JK.
This is like information season right now for the Warriors on Jonathan Kuminga, and not just for the Warriors. It's for Kuminga to find out who he is in the league. The Warriors need to find out. The league needs to find out. He has a contract situation coming up. The trade market's going to develop. And, you know, you might even argue I think most people would argue they've waited too long to find out more about Jonathan Kuminga. But I think Steph Curry and Draymond Green want to know for, you know, several reasons. Can he be, you know, all the way up to the playoff level, like the type of number two scorer that they're going to need to compete in the first round, second round, third round? Or, you know, is it wiser for him to maybe go explore that elsewhere? And could he potentially be a trade piece at the deadline? I think we are going to find out more over the next couple months, partly because they finally, you know, let off the brake pedal a little bit, and they're going to allow us to all find out more about it.
You know what phrase I'm starting to get a little tired of with Jonathan Kuminga? Quote, we're going to find out. When is Gunna going to get here? That's what I want to know. When are we going to get? This is year 4. And this is not the first time that they have started using Jonathan Kuminga. I understand that all of a sudden there's the whole conversation about coming off of the bench, and now it's going to be a starting role. And Draymond even had one game where he was off the bench. And when everyone gets healthy, maybe that'll happen some more here and there. But we already last year had the night where Shams sent out the tweet and said JK has no more faith left in Steve Kerr. And from that moment forward, what'd they do? They played him a whole lot of minutes.
The next night they did.
They did for a while. I mean, for the rest of the season.
Well, it's because Draymond was hurt.
No, but the rest of the season last year, his minutes were way up.
They were up, but mainly when Draymond was out. And by and large, I do think that it's a byproduct of the fact that they didn't have a lot of help last year, and Wiggins missed some games, and so you had to have JK. The whole idea about finding out, I think that the organization already knows. And the whole thing about, the Warriors need to find out about Jonathan Kuminga. If you really knew about Jonathan Kuminga, if you thought that he was a future one, you would have inked him to a deal last year in the offseason. I look at Moses Moody. Do you think that they knew last offseason about Moses Moody, what they thought about Moses?
Yes.
And they gave him 3 and 39. And Moses took it because he realized this is good money and this is probably the player I am for now. And so the team, I think, they knew about Moses Moody. They didn't have to find out about Moses. And I do think that they understand about Jonathan Kuminga. And Kuminga wanted a lot more than the team wanted to pay him. And so for the team, it was, we kind of know who you are as a player. So go out there and be that player, and maybe somebody else will give you big money.
It's a little bit different because, I mean, Moses played college basketball. I think part of this is that JK is so raw, and so everybody knew that he was kind of a project. And so you get a little bit more time to see if you're really, really going to pop. But that's kind of what I'm interested in exploring right now with Jonathan Kuminga. This newfound, let's give him a lot of minutes, let's talk about him a lot after the game. Is that actually coming from a genuine place? And we did just get this text, Comcast Business text line. I like it. I agree with this. It says 813. It's not one or the other, Mark. They're showcasing him because they believe in him. I'd say it a little bit of a different way because I don't know if they believe in him yet, like fully. There's no question left as to whether or not Jonathan's good. Everybody knows Jonathan's good. I think the question everyone wants to get to is if they're upside to greatness, or is this a piece that they should use to help the current crop? That's the question. And yes, you can scratch both itches at the same time. Showcasing him and believing in him, I guess today, December 11th, those are the same thing.
Of course.
That means putting him in the game a whole lot.
Well, if he's playing well, then you put him in the game and you play him a whole lot because it helps you win. And that's ultimately what you want, no matter if it's this year, next year, or the year after that. You want to win basketball games. And if he's playing like he has over the last couple of weeks, then you play him because he's playing really well. And if that also means that other teams are going to look at him and go, wow, he had 33 in a win over Houston, and he came back with 20 when Steph and Draymond were there, and this guy's actually, maybe he's taking the next step, and if the Warriors don't want to pay him, maybe we do. And so, yeah, you're serving both masters at the same time, and that's the ideal. You play a guy because he's playing well, and you also play him because you want other teams to see that he's playing well, and you get to the deadline, or you get before the deadline, and teams are going to come knocking on your door for him.
This is fascinating, man. It's fascinating that Slater said it's information gathering time on Kuminga, but that's not just for the Warriors, it's for everybody. It's for the entire league to figure out who this guy is. If I've got to lean in one direction right now, again, admitting that you can kind of do the same thing together at the same time, but if I force the Warriors into almost like a prediction, what right now, today, what do you think is your best way of using the asset that is Jonathan Kuminga? I think it's showcasing him for a trade. I'm stunned at how much trade chatter there is surrounding the Golden State Warriors. And those of you listening, I don't know how much other stuff or Warriors-related content you consume. I don't know how much you're on the internet. I don't know how much you're on social media. I don't know how much you're watching debate shows. Nobody's talking about anything else in the NBA. There is not one debate show right now that doesn't have half the segment dedicated to the Warriors and trade rumors. You'll see this. This happens all the time. There are 8 teams interested in Jimmy Butler, and one of them is the Warriors. And then we talk about it for 7 minutes. LeBron James, where would he want to go? The Golden State Warriors. Sprinkle in some Giannis or some Vucevic or whatever you want. And then the Brooklyn thing comes out. Shams does the same thing. Multiple teams want to talk to the Brooklyn Nets about these three players. One of the teams is the Golden State Warriors. Why are there so many trade rumors out there? I believe at least one of the answers is that the Warriors feel they absolutely have to do something because they're just not good enough right now.
Right, and I don't think that as you get deeper into this process, I don't think that Kuminga necessarily has to be a part of it. So, yeah, you're showcasing him because he's playing well, but you're playing him because he's playing well and he's helping you win basketball games, even though you're 2-4 since he was out due to injury and he's averaging 19.5 in those games. He's been playing well over the course of the last month or so. I don't necessarily think that you have to make a trade that involves Kuminga, and you might get to the end of the year and realize, man, Kuminga really helped us this year, and we got to the playoffs, and we won a series, and Kuminga was great, and then some team offers him $40 million, and you let him go at that point. You don't have to trade him at the deadline or realize that you've kind of blown it, because if he's playing this well, he could be a player who helps you win and helps you get to where you